Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. A guilty plea from a Macomb County man who was illegally shipping firearms parts to Australia via toy motorcycles. WWJ's Brooke Allen with details.
To avoid detection by law enforcement officers, 34-year-old Sterling Heights resident Rock Kamai hid the firearm parts inside large motorized toy motorcycles. He then secretly shipped the parts to Australia, where they were assembled into guns. Australia has some of the strictest gun laws in the world. The guns could sell on the black market for upwards of $15,000. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
The UAW has sent a new proposal to GM in hopes that it could lead to a deal to end the strike that has dragged on nearly 4 weeks. The latest with AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
This is in response to the proposal that GM gave the union on Monday, which the company said offered new jobs, higher pay, and a path to full-time for temporary workers. In an update to members, UAW President Terry Dittus didn't detail what was in the counterproposal, but said it covered all outstanding issues, and if GM accepted it, there would be a tentative agreement. It's likely there will be a lot more give and take before we get that deal. GM says it'll examine the agreement. Both sides say they're ready to work all weekend. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Some relief at dinner time for striking UAW members. National Coney Island offering those in the UAW 10% off their meal at participating restaurants. All the UAW member needs to do is show a valid GM ID at one of the 18 Metro Detroit locations. Authorities say a fuel spill caused the closure of southbound US 23 at M14 overnight. A semi-truck crashed around midnight, spilling fuel onto the freeway. It took about 5 hours for the fuel to be cleaned up, and the freeway was reopened at around 5 this morning. There were no injuries in that accident. And probably not a surprise for drivers, there's still plenty of construction to avoid around town. Here's details from News Radio 950's KT.
In Wayne County, the Livernois Avenue ramp to I-94 is closed through December 1st. Eureka Road between Dix Toledo and Fort Street, construction has only one lane open each way until mid-November. In Monroe County on Telegraph, both north and southbound between Newport and Grafton Roads, construction is blocking one lane each way through mid-November. And in Washtenaw County, in Ann Arbor, Huron Street westbound from Main Street to Chapin Street, construction is blocking the right lane through late November. Know before you go with the 24-hour traffic center. I'm KT, WWJ News Radio 950.
If you've been thinking about adopting a new pet, you may want to check out one of the many area shelters taking part in Empty the Shelters today. The Bissell Pet Foundation is once again covering a lot of the costs, according to founder Kathy Bissell.
I wish people would choose adoption first and help these shelters move their animals on a more regular basis. We only do this a couple times a year, and it helps them, but they really need more. They need people to think adoption first.
25 shelters in Metro Detroit are involved, and you can get all the information at WWJNewsRadio.com. Have some ideas for the new Oakland County executive? He wants to hear them, as News Radio 950's Rob St. Mary reports.
You're invited to bring them to Your County with Dave Coulter, a series of talks around the county over the next 6 weeks. The next conversations will be held on Tuesday from 11 to noon at the Troy Public Library, and on Monday, October 21st, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Southfield Parks and Recreation Center. Additional conversations are planned from late October to mid-November in Pontiac, Novi, and Rochester Hills. Coulter was recently selected to replace L. Brooks Patterson after the longtime county executive died this summer. Rob St. Mary, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Giving teens the street skills they need to drive, a free program gets underway tomorrow in Detroit for the third year. Teen Street Skills is geared for drivers 15 to 21. It covers defensive driving, skid control, emergency braking, and more. It's put on by former IndyCar driver and team owner Robbie Buell. He says this is not driver's ed.
That's rules of the road. We are actually getting kids behind the wheel and putting them in, you know, that panic situation. We create that panic situation so they learn what a car can do to get out of trouble, to avoid something.
Registration, more details can be found at teenstreetskills.org. Cornerstone On Demand has released its latest workforce trends report that reveals insights on how individuals and businesses can bridge the gap between current skill sets and the skills required for job security, continued career growth, and agility in the changing future of work.
Employees generally feel a lack of transparency from their employers when it comes to understanding what skills they should be developing for internal mobility. 53% of the respondents from our survey said they were unsure if they currently have the skills to withstand a future layoff.
That's Cornerstone On Demand CEO Adam Miller. The survey indicates that because most employees are ready to learn, corporate development initiatives are highly valued as a means to avoid job loss. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!